Hey y'all, it's Chaisa Lifestyle Brand. Today I have two words and two questions. Inspired or expired? What does and what doesn't work? Let's start off with inspiration. It's the process of being mentally stimulated to do or feel something, especially to do something creative. And this is just not for like artists. You just may have a flash of inspiration because you got some sunlight, some vitamin D, or you heard a song that really moved you, or there was a movement where there was collectivity, where you saw people coming together and it really compelled you to get active in your community. That could be inspiration. We also have expired or expiration date. Usually a store will have a date that they have where they want to know how long to keep something on the shelf, where it's going to lose its effectiveness. It refers to the quality of the freshness of it. And that could be like bread or milk, because we don't want no sour milk and we don't want no moldy bread. This can also apply to flowers, even though they don't really have a date on them, but they do expire. We have coupons expire where, you know, you can save, but there's in the small print, a tiny date that tells you that it expires by that date. And then there's also like bank and checking cards that also expire, for whatever reason. But I also want you to think about expiration dates as a way to be inspired. That expiration dates also apply to you. Your pain or the agony that you've had from the drama that seems to be endless, that also has an expiration date as well. And that's regardless of how big your problem may seem. You have to recognize that every problem has an expiration date. And your day can be today. Because God, He works with time. He uses time to advance you, to help you, and for your advantage. Even though you may not seem like you're out of your situation, but it's like the advantage is that that time that you've been in that situation, it reminds you that you never, ever, 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 ever want to be in that situation. I'm reminded of things I've done with my credit or with relationships that I was in those situations for so long. And when the expiration came around, it was easy for me to recognize red flags in something or someone, not to get back involved in them. And I was inspired by that, you know, inspired by my own self to know that ain't nobody got time to be getting hurt as a hobby. You know what I'm saying? And, I just want to ask you, like, to think about what problem are you facing right now? And, you know, you want to think about that. Like, it may be multiple problems, but I want to, as you're thinking about what problem you may be facing right now, I want you to consider a scripture from Numbers 20 and 16. And when we cried unto the Lord, He heard our voice and sent an angel and hath brought us forth out of Egypt. And behold, we are in Kadesh, a city in the uttermost of thy border. So this whole scripture here, we can break it down so much, but I want to just focus on cry to God. Because the scripture starts off with, and when we cried unto the Lord, He heard our voice and sent an angel and had brought us forth out of Egypt. And behold, we are in Kadesh, a city in the uttermost of thy border. So this is like a lot of historical things. I'm not a theologian, but the children of Israel are in captivity. They get out of captivity. They're in the wilderness. And now this is another part of their journey. So keep in mind, like, life is about journeys, not about destination. And along your journey, you want to always keep in mind that God, He knows right where you're at. And even though it may seem like He is ignoring you, He's not. He's wanting you to do something. He wants you to trust Him. He wants you to cry out to Him. And maybe you're like, I don't cry. I'm too grown for that. Or crying ain't gonna do nothing. But it's not a cry where it's just, woe is me cry. It's like a cry out, like, I cannot do this. And today, I kind of felt that way. And I was working on some of my course, you know, cleanup, because I had have a new semester starting today, teaching college writing. And I was just minding my business. then I get a text message from my ex, and it's like, you know, kind of like establishing some boundaries, and it just seems like so reprimanding or so demeaning. Like, I'm such a, like, you know, laid back, cool, stay about my business type of person, and then here I'm getting these, you know, instructions, and I guess it's for, like, you know, future things, because now my ex, he's married, and I try not to let my flesh, you know, override the fruit that I know God can develop instead of that, you know, coming to the surface. But my feelings was kind of hurt, you know, feeling like, you know, as if like I'm some monster, you know. And so I thought, you know what, my pain has an expiration date. So even though I want to be upset, even though I want to like lash back and say things and like just keep it going, it's just like I just didn't respond back. You know, I made a response like, okay, and then I kept it moving because I was doing some schoolwork anyway, and it was just a distraction, and I didn't even have to respond back at all, but I did, because no response is a response, but then at the same time, petty is also a response as well. So you don't want to be petty, but I want you to consider that your pain, you know, it is purposeful. Pain can propel you, can push you, because when I, you know, got done working on my school, you know, set up in my class roster, I took a little walk across campus, and I thought about the life that I want, and I thought, I'm not living the life that I want at all right now. Like, I feel like I'm in this small box, and I'm about to pop out like a jack-o'-lantern or a jack-in-the-box. And it's like, who wants to live like that, where you're living small? And so, like I said, pain, it has a purpose, even though it may seem like it's hurting you, but it's not harming you. You know what I'm saying? It's maybe hurting your feelings, but it's not harming you unless you let it get to the mental or the spiritual, where you have now emotional distress and, you know, your nerves are on edge, you got a headache and you can't sleep, can't concentrate, you know, like that. So for me, this podcast is very like therapeutic, and it's twofold. You know, I love being so vulnerable and transparent, because someone else may not understand like that it's a real place, because there are certain people that can make you feel as if you're still stuck right there. You're not stuck, or someone can make you feel like they can try, but you don't have to receive it. So hopefully that you're able to use this as an outlet, that you're able to process, and also consider the question that I brought up, which problem are you facing now? I didn't share mine. I spilled mine. That mine is like, you know, just a little text message from my ex, you know, and of course, it would be nice if we were just problematic free in life, period, but that's not the case. We can't control people. We can't always control everything, but what we can do is we can control ourselves and we can maintain. And my solace is the Word of God, and I could do a lot better because there's so many different stimuli, you know, from music to Netflix and Hulu and reading books. I mean, there's so much, you know, that you can kind of like have at your fingertip, but at the same time, the Word of God is right there, and it's going to be even more powerful and the most powerful than anything that you have in your arsenal of like, get your life right. And so just wanted to stop by just to say, you're not by yourself, and to know that even pain has an expiration date that can inspire you to know like where you come from. And it's not going to always be like this, but going through is a part of the process. But again, the inspiration part comes when you see someone else made it, or you are able to process and think, I didn't react this time, I responded. So again, I want to end with what does and what doesn't work, because you can't just keep having the same old, and then expecting to have a better life. What's working and what's not working?